Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Greetings, Chartists.
Greetings.
Just a reminder to head on over to the Chart Mart at whochartedpod.com. This is where you can sign up for Who Charted, Two Charted, and Preemstream.
That's right. You can become a new entry and just get all the archives of Who Charted if that's all you want, going all the way back to episode one, all ad-free. Or you can become a heat seeker or a chart topper, and you get access to all the Two Charteds, and we come out with a new Two Charted every single week on Fridays, and you can get access to all the old Preemstreams. You can get access to all the old Two Charteds and access to Discord, which is a new thriving Chartist community online.
That's right. This is your one-stop shop for everything charts. This is the way to keep involved and to get the new Two Charteds. We get letters. People have direct interaction with us, and we love to have it with you.
That's right. It's just the best and really only way to support the show. This is what keeps the lights on. So your support means so much to us, and we think it's a great value.
There you go. Help us keep counting down the charts.
WhoChartedPod.com. Chart Mart.
We'll see you there. Charts.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Who charted?
It's time for episode 610 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top five songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have reached checkpoint pigskin. As we have graduated past summer 2022, I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, Howard Kramer.
What's up, Howard?
What's up, Star?
Happy pigskin. That helps the September go down a little easier.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yes.
It's the dismount.
Yeah, that's right. How are you handling the heat?
The heat has been incredible. I mean, it's been unavoidable. You can't just act like this heat isn't happening. It is.
No.
It's impressive. And you know what? I'll tell you really what I have been doing. I've got a separate heat wave schedule.
Really?
Yeah.
What does that look like? Like, walk me through that.
I'm going to walk you through this.
Okay.
I'm waking up.
Okay.
5 a.m.
5 a.m.?
5 a.m.
Okay, that's not normal, right?
Well, it's not super abnormal. Sometimes it just happens.
Whoa, okay. All right.
5 a.m., and then I go till noon. Then at noon, 3-hour nap.
Wait, hold on. By go till noon, you just mean like exist in a waking state? Okay.
Yeah. Stay awake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stay awake till noon.
Yeah.
Siesta, noon to 3 siesta. Then stay up from 3 to like 11 or midnight.
Right.
And you miss that whole bulk of that. It's just you're missing a good chunk of that hot afternoon heat.
That like uninhabitable zone.
Yeah.
Where it's just way too hot. Yeah.
You're catching a lot of the dark hours and stuff like that.
Okay. So normally there's no siesta at all?
Yeah. Normally there's none of that. I may take a 20-minute nap or something if I got a show.
All right. So you just shut down.
That's
I think that's a good plan. The Spanish knew that.
Yeah. I mean, it allows you to get more done. You go, why the hell are they sleeping in the middle of the day? They're getting nothing done. No, they got 2 days for every one that you have.
Yeah, that's right.
They got more working hours than you.
That's true.
Congrats on that.
Congrats. Hey, that's a good schedule.
Hey, we got a special episode here. You know, it was 25 years ago this week that a show premiered on MTV called Austin Stories. Hard to believe that it is that far in the rear view. But, wow, it might not have been possible. I think maybe it still would have been possible, but it might not have been possible without our next guest. Just kidding, of course. He's an integrable member of the
integrable.
Gang. He's integrable. Here he comes. Ladies and gentlemen, he played on the first season. I don't know about future seasons, but on the first season of Austin Stories, he portrayed Chip Pope. Please welcome back to the charts, Chip Pope.
Hi.
Howdy. What's up?
Wow.
Great to be here again.
Yeah.
Hey, congrats both of you.
Great introduction.
A quarter century.
Thank you.
It's incredible. If you said we'd both be alive, I guess I would have believed that. I guess I would have believed
that. Yeah, we're too wild. I don't know.
Not too wild.
You're pretty wild.
I'm not wild enough to really, you wouldn't put me in a death pool. But
no, you're normal wild. Like you weren't going to run off the bridge in a car or anything like that.
There you go.
But, you know, you're wilder than probably, say, Melissa Villa Senior.
Wow. How about that?
If I have to just mention a
taking
random,
a shot at someone.
All right. Not a shot.
I like that.
Shot.
No.
Just saying you're probably wilder.
All right.
I was going to say you guys would have thought maybe you were like in flying cars by now. Or like
flying cars,
flying cities,
episode 26 or flying cars. I would have taken either one of them.
Right.
Season 26. Yeah.
Although I will say us just speaking over like video phones, that was very much like a future thing.
Very like much so. Then. I mean, just phones in general would have been, I mean, even cell phones was kind of a pipe dream at that point.
Did you have pagers? In Austin?
Pagers were around. We didn't use them, but they were around. I mean, I used to go to Fiesta and look at the ones that had marijuana leaves on them. You could buy those in the supermarket over there on the east side.
Supermarket pagers? I don't remember that.
Fiesta supermarket. They sold some... I mean, there was banking going on in the front. I mean, there was all kinds of services in that place.
This but, guy I went to college with worked in the bank at Fiesta.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, and he had a distinctive laugh. He was a big, tall, 6 foot six black guy, and he would laugh at something, and he would go, "Gahoot!" for some reason, and so "Gahoot" was like a call in our dorm for a long time. Yeah,
right on. And of course, you started in Pampa, Texas, in the Panhandle. And then you made the big move to the state school to go do some undergrad.
Yes.
I'm just retracing our journeys.
This is good.
Right.
And you were up there in Colorado.
Well, yeah, I started in New Jersey and then took a ride out to Colorado. I was a food runner on a mountain there. And then in a blizzard, decided I can't live in the snow. I got friends in Austin. Let's go to Austin. Me and my friend Ron Doler. We drove to Austin, got there, and started doing stand-up.
That's the perfect origin story for HMK, to just be in the middle of a blizzard and make a huge life choice.
Seriously.
Never again.
It was literally, we were stuck on the side of the highway in a snowbank, and I was like, fuck this. Let's get out of this snow. I went to school with Texans. They said, go to Austin. I had a friend in Austin. So.
Wow.
Thing, though, about Howard. You're equal parts logical and intuitive.
Wow. Thank you so much.
You know how there are some people that are just one or the other?
Yeah.
You know, you have the that intuitive side to you that just goes, well, let's just go down to Austin.
Except
but at the
when
same time, your mind is probably going on 40 different things about getting down to Austin and trying to figure it out. And
right on.
When it comes to Zoom video technique, I will say the intuition.
There's no intuition.
It is gone.
anything that was man-made is usually just, I can't do it because it was thought of by other types of men.
Oh, I see.
Other types of humans, other types of brains.
Right.
And, you know, from Gmail to this tech stuff, it's all thwarted me my adult whole life.
Has there ever been a technology, maybe TikTok, who you feel was made by a brain similar to yours, where you're I get this.
The TikTok algorithm, I would say, was made by brains similar to mine, but I don't even use TikTok the way it's intended. I don't follow anybody. You know, I just pop it on and it has learned my ways.
Yeah.
But I feel like it would not work as good for me if I followed anybody because it would just start giving me that.
It would start smoking, scrambling. Yeah.
How long do you swipe up on? How long are you flipping up on it?
On TikTok?
Yeah.
I mean, it would probably be just forever if I didn't pull myself off of it. I mean, I think it's so addictive. It's like, I mean, it's the most addictive thing ever, right?
It is incredibly addictive. Is that in terms of pre siesta or post siesta? What do you think you're on TikTok more?
Oh, pre or post? That's a great question.
Yeah.
I usually think of it in terms of quarters. So there's 4 4-hour chunks in each day.
Yeah.
I allow myself probably 15 to 20 in each quarter.
Oh, okay. I like that. Okay. I like that.
Yeah. Not too much.
No. And I mean, if all I was watching was like food videos or something, that's a bigger waste of time than the algorithm is usually giving me informational stuff. Or musical trivia, stuff like that, you know?
Right.
Musical.
So it's learned that you have these different variety of interests and doesn't, because mine will just be like, you know, you watch one thing about, hey, a hot dog hack. And then it just thinks that I'm just like making hot dogs my entire life. And
there's probably other hot dog tells in your game that you're not aware of. But I would say, are you following anybody?
I follow maybe like three people. I don't know. I don't really follow that many on TikTok.
I see. Well, yeah. I mean, if you even by mistake watch like a Grateful Dead video, it'll give you 10 of them. So then the trick then is to just like skip them when they come. Like, don't just watch them because they served them up, or they'll think that you liked it.
Yes.
Right on.
I will get by.
Fooling algorithms and things like that, that was a big part of the show, Austin Stories, as we were pulling scams and different things. And we're going to get to that and touch on that. But first, why don't we listen to the music chart theme?
Let's do it.
Music. To play LPs, ooh. 8 tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What the heck's next? NFTs, Chiptunes, Chip Hope, of course. Check out our romance. Very funny comedy music album. Check it out.
An old pull.
Old school.
People are posting their old albums again. Howard, I saw you posted Goo Cruise on TikTok.
Yeah, threw up the video.
Yeah, that was cool. It just served me that, you know, so like random, I'm just on TikTok all of a sudden.
I mean,
I'm
we have a
Goo
shot
Cruise.
With that song. I mean, there at any point in the next 40 years, that could go viral on TikTok.
It's true. It's evergreen.
Yeah. Keep putting up clips. Keep redoing them. Yeah. I mean, look at like that, what was it? The Sarsaparilla song, you know, the Russian song from Europe, the dance song.
Oh, Rasputin?
Rasputin, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the Boney M?
Yeah, that came back as a hit like last year because of TikTok.
Yeah, or Running Up That Hill.
Yeah.
Wow. Do heat waves, I guess that means every summer it'll be heat waves. Glass Animals, even though that one's It's had a 2-year reign so far, but I guess there you go.
Yeah. I mean, it makes things relevant. What chart do we have this week?
We got the top Shazammed songs in America.
All right.
So coming in at number 5.
Number 5.
We got Vegas by Doja Cat. I don't think you're gonna make it. Do not let me start raging. I'm losing my patience. This ain't staying in Vegas. There's more sides to the story. I'm gonna tell everybody. Had your ass sitting courtside with your arm around me. Had your ass sitting first class with your burnt ass out in Abu Dhabi. Could have been what we should have been, but you lost a bet. Now you gotta find me. Find a seat. I ain't playing this hide and seek. High school where you finally peek. Hound dog couldn't find a treat. I'm a bad bitch, but dog.
I like that one. That's my first time hearing that one.
Oh, it is? I feel like that's been big for a little bit. Like since Coachella.
I haven't been in the club since Coachella, I guess.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's in the Elvis movie.
Oh, okay. There you go. So it's got a little help from the Elvis.
Yeah, it's an update on Hound Dog.
Chip, do you have any
Big Mama Thornton?
That's right. Big Mama Thornton.
Right. Were you able to get to that Elvis movie, Chip?
Yes, it's going to win the Oscar for most direction. I think I don't know. Baz Luhrmann probably has 8 arms. You know how every time you see a picture of a director, they're like wearing a cap and pointing at something. Maybe he has like 8 arms. You know, like a.
Right, Dr. Octopus.
Yes, and he's just pointing at 8 things.
He does like second unit. He does B unit. He does it all at the same time.
He does it all.
Found footage.
I mean, honestly, by the time, so there's this hotel that Elvis stays in. I can't remember the name of it, but which is Heartbreak? Ironic. I wish. No. It's like the International Hotel or something. They should have been the Heartbreak Hotel. But literally have like 18 different establishing shots of it in like 18 different ways. Like, okay, right. We get it. He's in the hotel. You know, okay, really? Boss, you know, calm down. Yeah, it's just.
That actually seems pretty revolutionary on paper to just, I'm going to expand the establishing shots. Like, that's what I'm going to focus on as a director.
Yeah. It's like, here's it coming in. Okay. It's a crane shot. This one. Right. Okay. This looks like a drone that comes all the way into the room. Okay. This one's just kind of like shaky, you know, it's going Batman, angle style. It's
establishing shots have gotten shorter, like for decades. Like they used to be so long, even on TV. It's like funny to blow those back up again. It's like,
yeah,
45 minutes innovation. Of that shit.
You only watch TikTok, but now on a lot of TV shows, they don't even have them. You know, they just start on a face, and then maybe they'll have one at the end. You know, which is
see now in Austin Stories, we couldn't have done that because then there would have been no room for the those musical stings.
They're doing it, folks. They're doing the musical stings.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
From 25 years ago. Just
the stings. And you know you remember who wrote the stings, right?
Yeah, the guy from Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
Could it be any more late 90s? It's like, oh.
By the way, speaking of biopics, like Elvis, I finally saw for the first time the Queen one, Bohemian Rhapsody. I saw it on the plane.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. What a pile of excrement that movie is. It is so bad. It's unbelievable. Really bad. And that won like all these Oscars. And it's like, it's laughably bad. Like, I mean, especially the first half. Like he just shows up at a bar and it's like this first time going out. And Queen's just playing there. And he just goes to the parking lot, gets signed up in Queen. They immediately write Killer Queen on the spot. Oh, like everything goes right and it's just fast cut and it's just like highlighting his buck teeth like way too much, like in this weird, uncomfortable way. I mean, it's just crazy.
It makes these Gen Zs think that it's real easy to start a band.
Yeah, you know? Right, exactly. Right.
They get frustrated.
Right. And
it's just crazy how wrong it is. Also, every turn is just not at all what actually happened. with that band. Like, none of that is how it happened.
And why does he wear his hoodie from Mr. Robot the whole time?
Right.
He just doesn't care about accuracy.
Hacking into the record company.
It's easy. Yeah. Just meet three other geniuses and then you right. have a band. It's yeah. like yeah. even the Beatles went through people, you know, like they don't.
Yeah, we had to kick someone out.
Right.
There's a thing online where they show a scene from Bohemian Rhapsody and just show how many edits it has. So it's just right. like a, it's just like a, the manager wanting to be, I want to manage Queen, you know?
And right. It's just them sitting down
like
at 18
lunch. 18 shots of them pulling out a chair or whatever. Just
yeah. It's crazy. Just them sitting down at lunch and there's like 25 different angles and shots that wow. they're cutting to.
A lot of establishing shots in this one as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how you
make it's the year of the establishing shot.
I mean, you think they'd maybe because that Walk Hard movie only made like $3 or something. Nobody really saw it. But you'd think after that movie came out, all these biopics would try to not
yeah, once
be so
they
obvious.
Parodied it really
right,
well.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, they skewered it.
I think biopics appeal to like some of the laziest viewers, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because the one, otherwise yeah. they would just watch a documentary if they were hungry about for it.
Right. Although Rocket Man, I thought was very good and avoided a lot of that stuff. And it was,
did it?
It was unique.
I haven't seen that one yet.
But I could also see how it would be insufferable to somebody too. So.
yeah, I heard it was better. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
Nicki Minaj, Super Freaky Girl.
If I don't let bitches get to me, I fuck they man if they try. I got a princess face, a killer body, samurai mind. They can't be Nicki, they sound stupid. I just laugh when they try. A thong bikini up my ass, I think I'll go for a dive. His ex bitch went up against me, but she didn't survive. On applications, I write pressure, cause that's what I apply.
When I first moved to Austin, that sample was big. Well, and you can't yeah. touch this.
Mm. Yeah, I was going to say.
I remember the bartender where I worked at TGI Fridays was like, Hammer's a genius. I was like, what are you talking about? You know, this fucking sample is like 10 seconds long. He's like, he figured out what the people want and he gave it to them. I was like, oh, is that what he did? He did that in a laboratory. He figured
market
out
research. He polled people.
Yeah. And that one's pretty dirty. What do you think?
It sure is. Yeah. It's coming very out dirty. Swinging. I guess she's got to match, you know, Cardi B and Megan yeah. Thee Stallion now. She's got to step right. up.
I think it's just Anaconda part two, just with a different body part, what it sounds right. like. Yeah, well, I gave you Anaconda. Up. Now, boy, all these other ladies are talking about their thing. So I better do that.
She jumped on the bandwagon, you're saying?
A little bit. I mean, I really like her a lot. I wouldn't say I'm a total like Barbie or whatever, but I've always liked her. But it seems like she's a little trying to
stay relevant.
That song debuted at number one, right?
Yeah.
It must have worked.
Some worked. I think with a good video, a big artist like that can debut at number one pretty easy these days. There's just not that much competition, right?
I guess as far as like the gigantic artists, everybody knows, yeah.
Yeah, like if they drop something with even a little bit of a budget, it's going to be big, pretty big probably.
Especially if you're sampling a song that's already been a hit multiple yeah. times. Yeah. You know, it's
several
like,
times right.
let's
over.
Just do it again. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so familiar. Yeah, that's not a risky move, you know? It's not like she's all of a sudden went in a jazzy direction, you know?
You remember, you know Aaron Lee, right? You remember Aaron Lee?
Yeah.
The writer guy, Family Guy and all that.
Yeah.
He used to talk about that David Banner song, Play, that would come on where it was just like that guy that was just like, come girl, let me make his pussy wet or whatever. And he would make him uncomfortable. He would say, like, it's not for me. So I would just switch the state. Like, I knew that wasn't intended for me. So I would change the station. And so I'm kind of, who is this song for? I mean, if it's number one, I guess it's for everyone somehow. But who is
for it? For strip clubs.
For strip clubs.
Yeah. It's for TikTok, strip clubs, anyone who wants to get freaky.
And clubs, probably.
Yeah.
Empowered women.
people who like to
Hooters.
Children, I guess, learning to spell freak, because doesn't she just like spell out freak in it or freaky or
educational as well?
Yes.
I mean, I remember being in school and all the like middle school, high school, you know, white girls all screaming Freaks of the Industry lyrics, like Digital Underground, like the filthiest parts. They would scream the loudest because it's just fun to say those words out loud at that age, you know?
Yeah.
So it always works.
There's a massive bear behind you, Stark.
Is there? There really could be at any time.
Hey, tell that fish story.
Oh, yeah. So it's been literally 110 degrees here, 112 at times. And the this little neighborhood.
By Pasadena.
I'm in Altadena.
Altadena.
Yeah. But I'm on like a little hill in Altadena that feels like a neglected, forgotten community by the infrastructure people. It's like there's roving.
Squatters out there?
There's no squatters, but like cell phone service is bad.
Oh,
and
wow.
The electrical grid appears to be shaky because like the power went out for days on end, like it, only coming back in spots, but basically 2 days straight during the peak of the heat wave. And I was saying before the show started that people's pets died, like people's fish died out in their ponds, like the koi fish.
You said that, koi fish.
That need
hang on just one
pumps.
Second. Hey, remember to go see Easter Sunday starring Joe Koi. Did you see any bus ads for that one, Chip?
Important reminder.
Oh, yeah. The movie of end of the year with Brandon.
Joe Koy.
No.
Wardell's in that?
Playing Joe Is Koy's it? Son.
Are you serious?
Who's not 30. Yeah, so like a
I did not know that.
His 17-year-old son. So wild.
Happy birthday, amazing. Wardell. Shout out. Hey. Hey, sorry to interrupt, but anyway, the koi fish died
because of the
heat wave. Because
of the heat wave, like they need an oxygen pumping in their pond, and the oxygen pump, you know, didn't have electricity. So anyway, they died, and then to make matters even crazier, this person threw out their koi fish into the green bin, the you know, like the compost kind of bin, and then a bear comes after the dead koi fish in the green bin. And tears it out, you know, and then they're hoarded.
A real bear, Chip. He's got bears over there that come for the garbage.
There's real bears over here. So it's like a full cycle of life, you know, nature channel here.
Yeah, seriously.
We need David Attenborough out here narrating the koi collapse.
Right. You know,
the bear raids.
Who eats the bear? Godzilla?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we need Godzilla to come by. Straighten out that ecosystem.
I guess like the nature, who are they called? The Humane Society with the blow darts.
You know, they take out the bears. Yeah, with the tranks, with tranquilizer.
Luckily, don't kill them. They try not to kill them. I would feel bad if they did, but they try to take them to a different part.
Do you
have a technical term for it? The tranks?
Tranks.
That's what I call it. Mm-hmm. I'll grab a can of Krylon. I'll spray an X on the bear's ass just so I know him. You know what I mean? So I know which one's which.
Yeah.
That's my way of doing it. Hey, what's coming in at number three?
Coming in at number three, One Republic, I Ain't Worried.
Oh, Chip's going to know what this is all about. Chip, this sound familiar to you? With the whistling?
Besides just a bad song, I really don't know.
No, it sounds just like Peter, Bjorn, and John.
Remember that one? Young Folks, the Young Folks.
It's it's crazy close to it. I haven't A-beat them exactly, but it's just pretty close.
Didn't moves like Jagger also have that kind of
good call.
Whistle in it?
Chip knows that stuff.
Seems like it does. I believe you.
Hey, Chip, who produced Moves Like Jagger?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. You set me up, but I failed. But okay. I mean, there's probably like
that's probably too. It's too recent.
Yeah.
It's too recent of a hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know the answer?
My mother always used to say, though, that if you just whistle heavy metal, it takes all the menace out of it.
That's funny.
So he would like whistle Rocky Like a Hurricane or something. It just sounds like
that's funny.
It's just a cheery song.
The most threatening of heavy metal songs.
Yeah.
First place. Yeah, I think that song's in Top Gun Maverick. It's part of the reason it's on the charts. Okay. All right, coming in at number two.
Number two.
Bad Habit by Steve Lacy.
I bite my tongue, it's a bad habit. Kind of mad that I didn't take a step at it. Thought you were too good for me, my dear. Never gave me time of day, my dear. It's okay, things happen for reasons that I think are sure, yeah. I wish I knew. I wish I knew.
Steve Lacy.
I like it. I do like that song. It's kind of funny, though. It's like it's a little bit dorky sounding, you know?
Yeah, it's so nerdy.
It sounds very nerdy, but there's something
really cool about it. That's why it's a big song, probably, huh?
Yeah.
Wasn't he a rap group or something? Like a rap group?
He was in the
internet.
The internet.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. I guess maybe he was the brains, the creativity in that one.
Ah. Yeah, I'd heard some of his other songs over the years. I just thought he was a guitarist guy, but...
It reminds me a little of, not Cody Chestnut. Who, remember that album?
Oh,
Headphone Masterpiece?
Yeah, Cody Chestnut.
Cody Chestnut, yeah. A lot of the sound that people are doing now reminds me of that.
Right, it's kind of like a poppy version of Blood Orange is what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, good call.
You popped it up. Is that a big TikTok song or something too, or is that?
That's just a really big song. And then like when my nephew was visiting a couple months ago, he was like crazy psyched for it. So it's like I think all the Z's are into it.
Okay.
Have you been to any shows since pandemic let up?
Yes, I've been to some of your usual suspects, the Lost 80s. Rewind. This is really sad because this year it was billed as the 20th anniversary of the Lost 80s.
Like, oh my god.
That's how long the nostalgia has been going on.
Oh,
there.
No. Oh, at no. The at least we're the 25th anniversary of the original thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. 20th anniversary of some package tour. Everybody plays two songs.
Was it at the racetrack again or was it that?
It's at the Greek. So it's in a reputable location. But,
who brought it? Who was good?
Oh boy. I can't say with any
what bands were there
that anyone did.
But what bands?
It was Flock of Seagulls. But then that was the headliner. So
shit.
Goes down there from accordingly. So Wang Chung, who befuddled the audience with their three songs besides Everybody Have Fun Tonight. and by the way, the last time they sang it, they added some part to it where they're like, should we Wang or should we Chung? It was really bad. They're clearly getting bored with it.
Yeah.
On the last time, it wasn't even the lead singer of the Wang Chung.
There's some like 25-year-old guy there.
No, it was the lead singer of the Cutting Crew. So it was very confusing.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. But
anyway.
But the best show I've seen lately was is the Regrets. You know, the Regrets.
Yeah, Regrets. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was really fun. But it felt really creepy because everybody there is like a 17-year-old girl. So you just want to be like, I'm gay, right. You know, just right. So you don't just seem like... creepy old dude at a concert.
That's why I brought Natasha when I went to see Bad Baby.
Oh, okay.
It would have been even
that's
worse.
That's good. That's funny.
There were parents that's there. Hilarious. I mean, I might have passed as just a parent who was lurking in the back. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's just so they don't tell you about wanting to see people from recent times. You do go there and you're like, oh my god, everybody here is just so young.
Yeah, like Youngblood, you know that guy? the English artist. So I was looking him up. He was born in 97. So it's just like, that's the same year as Austin Stories.
Wow.
It's like, the show's been dead long enough for someone to just go from sperm to rock star.
Yes.
Sorry,
well, I mean, you're talking about scams earlier, and MTV is the ultimate scam. MTV was a good scam.
Yeah.
Because it's a channel that created a need for something that no one was thinking about that they wanted. They made up a want.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, you mean with the music videos?
Yeah, when it started. Yeah, like no one was like, I wish there was a music channel that would play videos 24 hours a day and like 6 hours of them are Rod Stewart, you know? Like, right. No one was thinking that, you know?
True.
And then they were like, well, we have to have some programming. Are we going to pay for that ourselves? No. We'll make record companies pay for it. So, you know, most channels, you're like, well, we'll have content, you know, and MTV just got it from somewhere else for free, you know? And it wasn't even like, well, we pay the record companies. Oh, no, they'll provide the content.
So are you implying that their downfall was when they started making shows?
No. I mean, they were trying to diversify their portfolio, I guess. Right. But
well, hey, they did start off as that scam. Then the second scam was they stopped showing music videos without telling anybody. And then I think the third scam was just that it turned into the Ridiculousness Channel.
Is that still what it is all the time?
Yeah, I mean, he still has blocks where it's just that show like all day long.
That's wild. Because like if I'm wondering who the audience for this Nicki Minaj song is, I'm like really wondering who the audience for MTV is because
it's nobody now. It's just.
Do they still play Catfish? Like marathons of Catfish?
I think they just do Ridiculousness because it can kind of compete with the, you know, TikTok and things like that. It's just one thing after another. You don't have to kind of get invested. That's what I think.
Because even 2 years ago, broadcasting cable still had more viewers somehow than streaming. But just now, maybe just like a month ago, like streaming past
cable.
Broadcasting cable, yeah.
How about that, you guys? And you know what? Marijuana passed cigarettes in America.
Is that true?
Marijuana sells now more than cigarettes.
Whoa.
That's cool.
That's
big stuff.
That's a big deal.
No one ever died because of either of those.
Right.
Cigarettes or marijuana.
Yeah.
They're pretty equal, I think. What's coming in at number one?
Number one, Yonaka Seize the Power.
As soon as you take independence, start living life in the present.
Hey there, how you been? I'm the voice in your head, and I know you've been making. When you find me, let me in. I got power in my hands, and it's yours for the taking.
Damn, what's this thing?
I like that part.
I have not heard that one yet either. Is that from Stranger Things or something?
No, but Yonaka is the artist.
I like that.
Yonaka.
Sounds a little different. Like Billie Eilish mixed with hip hop, sort of.
Oh, it's an English rock band.
Is it?
Yeah. Interesting.
England's still keeping up. Chip, what's your favorite thing out of England these days?
They still do it better at all. Points.
Well, except for rap.
Brighton.
Oh, Brighton. I follow Brighton and Hove Albion. That's a soccer team down there by the beach.
Right.
Have a summer, you guys.
Yeah, they've got the pebbles on the beach where it's just rocks.
Pebbles.
What the hell is wrong with
the
them?
Worst
they call
beach.
Them pebbles.
It's just right. Pebble Beach. It's worse than worse than even Galveston as far as beaches.
Galveston.
From Galveston. From England, I do like the rap though because I like the accent. So I do like the Bad Boy Chiller Crew.
Bad Boy Chiller Crew?
Yeah, Bad Boy Chiller Crew.
I have noticed they've slowed it down. I didn't like, it was tough to listen to when they rap over the, you know, grime jungle beats and stuff because it goes so fast. But some of these guys have slowed it down now.
Oh, yeah.
England's getting slower with their reps.
Like, some of it is still, I don't know. There's that one song that's maybe like 30 seconds, a minute and 30 seconds. You know that kid? He's like a British rapper, Central C. You know that guy?
Nope.
Where he's just like, that. How can I be gay? Where he's like, how can I hate homosexuals? My girlfriend's gay. You're just like, okay, wait, what? It's just like, right on. And so, but it's a new song argument, about thanks. Doja Cat. And then, but it, for some reason, he's already like not obsessed with Doja Cat anymore. And he's like going out with some influencer or something. I don't know. It's just right it's too on. Much to keep up with.
Hey, Howard, did it you see that like- TikTok I sent you of that like a Revolutionary War reenactor? And he's talking like that.
No, he's like, you, what you sent me was just a, like a guy on a hike or something. When I saw what you sent me, I was like, that for sure had to be just some kind of flub.
Oh, yeah. Try to click it again after this is done, because I know you'll laugh at it.
Really?
But it's just like, it's like a Revolutionary War. It's not a guy on a hike. It's a Revolutionary War reenactor who's like shooting a musket, but then using like the most Cockney kind of like slang after it.
Really?
He's like, "Wow, dickhead. Like, get the fuck out of here." Like, it's so funny.
Why did I think it was just somebody walking in nature?
Because you know what I think TikTok does? This has happened to me too. You click on a link and it'll instantly go back to your feed. It just takes you to TikTok. So you think that that's the link someone sent you. Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah, try
it. So then how am I going to find that video?
Click that link again. If you do it again, I bet it'll work.
Oh, okay.
If you try it a couple times. But anyway,
right on.
This is compelling.
Yeah, I'm excited about
compelling
that.
Content is talking about TikToks. That
it
no
really
one can
is.
See
I mean,
right
I've been watching a bunch now where somebody has a pet duck that likes to fuck with the pet dog.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just it runs up, bites the dog, and then runs away with its little flappers. It's just fully doing it to fucking have fun.
I love that.
It's unbelievable.
Well, you before we go to break, we can just say. We can watch that after the show, and then we'll talk about it in Two Charted.
There you go. Great point. Check out Two Charted. Jump back there. There's crazy stuff happening right there on whochartedpod.com. Ooh. And we'll be right back with the movie chart.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Elvis movie. It's crazy. It's go if you want a headache. It's nuts.
I mean, after Moulin Rouge, I was like, I'll never see anything that guy does ever again.
I was the
people
same
like
too,
this one. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to see it because it's Elvis, you know. But the kid playing Elvis was amazing.
What did April Dews say about it?
Oh, I saw it 20 times. I mean, she's all into it. Just because of Elvis.
Oh, and it's Tom Hanks.
Matter.
And it's Tom Hanks. Unbelievable.
But Tom Hanks is doing this weird ass accent. I mean, he's supposed to be Colonel Tom Parker. And so Tom Parker was pretending, I guess, to be just your average guy from the South or something. But the way Tom Hanks does it, I mean, it sounds like the Swedish chef or something. And you're like, how do they not know this guy is not from Tennessee or whatever? Like,
I don't know. I went down South. You guys are fairly gullible.
Well, there's that. But he's like Morgan Jordan, just a regular guy from the South. You know, you're
he's
like,
playing
okay.
A guy that he wants to show like the scammy side. Like,
right.
He's reminding you that this guy isn't interesting stuff. Is that his first movie since Moulin Rouge, or has he done other ones?
He's done other ones, but I can't remember what they are. I usually kind of avoid them because, Moulin Rouge gave me a lavish headache. I was just okay, if this is the way things are going. But still, luckily, there's still just isolated incidences. You know, it's not like every movie became a Baz Luhrmann jam, sure. You know?
Right on. So. All right.
All right. Let's get into the movie chart.
Movies. They're just like tweets. They release them constantly. Most of them we don't need to see. But when you get a good one, ooh-wee, movies.
Movies. All right, let's see what's bringing them back into the theaters.
All right, coming in at number five.
Number five.
The Invitation.
It was always just my mom and me. To have a family, that's what I really want. No way. I got a cousin.
That is the whitest man I've ever seen.
He wants to meet up.
The Invitation. Have you seen this one, Chip?
I refused that invitation. No, I haven't seen it. I've seen that preview about a million times, though. But I'll go to AMC by my house.
There's right. Another movie called The Invitation from not that long ago that was pretty big, and it's a really good horror movie, actually. Like, it's very good.
Was it
good.
The one where everybody gets invited to that dinner and then has, like, a surprise ending?
Yes.
Yes. And underwatched movie.
It's good, and it's...
You know who's in it? Jason, I can't believe I'm blanking on Jason, it. Stand-up from Boston.
Oh, yeah.
You've done stand. You've known him for years, Chip. Anyway, he's good in it. He does a great job in it.
He is good in it. Mm-hmm. And I've recorded him before and I'm blanking too.
What is going on?
Yeah.
No, I mean, everybody knows my memory sucks. It's Jason. Mm-hmm. You know who it is. It's just look up the damn cast and crew.
Jason Nash.
No. Yeah. It's not Jason.
Jason Alexander.
Jason Nash.
Alexander.
Yeah.
The Invitation. Anyway, look it up, dude.
That's an exciting one.
All right.
What's come in at number four?
Coming in at number four.
I was good with The Invitation. We did a good job.
Yeah, we did a great job. I say The Old Invitation because that's a good movie. Like, I would put money down that that's doubt. Better
the
than
original.
This one.
Don't do the date change.
Right. All right. Coming in at number four, Spider-Man No Way Home.
That spell
wasn't this one. Off the was this on the charts like 6 months ago or something? Wasn't I making a joke? Like, no way, Holmes. Wasn't I?
Yeah, you were. You were. Is it? It must be somehow. Oh, it's like a re-release.
Oh my god!
Wow, like Jaws. They brought it back. Jeez.
They're just doing that now.
That's crazy. I guess they go. Yeah, during pandemic, people weren't going out to the movies. Let's put it out again.
What? Hey,
also Labor Day, nobody goes, so they're trying to get people. Well,
since that's a re-release, we've already talked about it. How about this Don't Worry Darling stuff online? Have you seen any of this with Harry Styles?
What's going on now?
With Harry Styles and Chris Pine?
I saw the premiere.
Oh.
Here's what I saw. Okay. I don't know if this is what you're referring to, but this is the part that has confused me so far.
Okay.
I saw that there was a 4-minute standing ovation for the movie. And then I saw that it premiered on Rotten Tomatoes with a 39%.
Or are you thinking of the Brendan Fraser movie?
No, I'm talking about the Harry Styles.
Oh, okay.
One. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not because sure
the,
how good.
The Brendan Fraser got like an 8-minute. Oh, okay. So that probably got like a 60 or something.
I always wonder who times the ovations, for one thing, that they get at the Venice. Yeah. And like, who can clap for 12 minutes? Like, do they take shifts?
Crazy.
It's so hard to clap for like eight minutes.
Like it's like the wave. Each section does it at certain times.
Well, the big thing.
Like, oh, it's a total bomb if you only stand for 6.5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like, right. Oh,
you gotta
no,
get it over 3 minutes.
The big controversy or the thing people are glued to their screens about with this is whether Harry spit on Chris Pine's in their seats. There's video of it, and I swear he does.
Like on purposely, like a
purposely, like a fuck you, like as he's sitting down, spits, and you can see Chris Pine. You can see clearly Chris Pine's go, ugh, and like kind of smile, like, and look down on his lap, and just you can see on his face, like, just hold it together, don't slug this
kid.
But
so there's some kind of beef between them, is the idea?
Well, there's apparently a ton of drama behind the scenes of this movie. People are picking apart all the drama, and this is the set where Harry and Olivia Wilde got together, and it's the set where. Yeah, I don't know. Apparently, there's a lot of drama people are speculating about.
And they're saying that she's fighting with an actress on there?
That she's fighting, yeah. She's fighting with Florence.
And then what about Kroll? Is anyone Kroll's saying in Kroll did
and
something?
Harry Styles kissed Kroll on the lips.
Yeah, I saw that. Wow. Yeah.
It's crazy. That guy's star.
And Harry Styles needs to bring this edge to his music, I'll tell you that.
I know, right?
But everything
about him panders except the...
the groove,
the actual music.
Yeah, the one I saw was Chris Pine is just looking bored, and right. Harry Styles is just like doing like my favorite thing about movies is it's like a movie you go to the theater to see, like the reason why you watch something in the big screen, right. And like he Chris says, Pine just looks super bored.
He says the best part of the movie is it really feels like a movie, and it feels like you can see Chris Pine's just wanting to slap it. Yeah,
so then they can't say anything because he's dating the director, so they gotta they gotta act like he's saying smart stuff all the time. It creates so much tension.
You gotta see this video because they're denying it, but I don't know what else could explain Chris Pine's reaction. Like,
wow.
It's
he
pretty
reminds me of the
watch.
Kid from 8 Days in Hell or whatever that HBO thing was with the tennis playing fake documentary. Mm-hmm. You remember that? Kid would just keep going, indubitably. That's what, indubitably. Like, and John McEnroe was like, somebody taught this kid how to say indubitably to make him sound smart and he won't stop using it or whatever. That's who Harry Styles feels like.
Right on. All right. What's coming up next?
All right. Coming up at number 3, this is DC League of Super Pets.
Hey, can we do a transplant?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did either of you see the Timmy Trumpet thing from the Mets game?
Timmy Trumpet? No.
Okay, so just look up Timmy Trumpet walkout music, Diaz, Mets game.
All right.
Okay, so do you remember me talking about Timmy Trumpet?
Vaguely,
on the program.
Vaguely.
So he's basically an EDM DJ. Okay. He seems like all the other ones, except he brings out a trumpet with him.
Okay.
And he does like little trumpet solos. So he's a Dutch DJ, Timmy Trumpet. So then if you watch the last third of that start and just give us the audio,
okay.
Basically the pitcher from the Mets, who are like one of the best teams in the league this year, he comes out to that Timmy Trumpet music. So they had Timmy Trumpet come to a game and do the whole thing live.
Okay.
So Timmy Trumpet's out there, and then the guy's walking out to the mound, and they have the mascots playing trumpets and stuff. It's pretty incredible. Take a look.
And now Timmy Trumpet takes center stage as Edwin Diaz gets ready to come in looking for a save.
A lot of it is just him walking to the mound and stuff, but if you skip to like the last third of it, you can hear a lot of this song.
I kind of love it.
Yeah, it's a huge moment. The crowd goes nuts. But,
Wow.
Anyway, check out the video. It's a lot of it.
Hell yeah. Timmy's trumpet sounded pretty good.
Yeah, and he's dancing around. It's just so funny because he's like this Dutch guy. I mean, none of these people know anything about baseball. It's an American sport. And it's just a funny thing seeing him go crazy out there.
You need a Lizzo and trumpet collabo. Here we go.
Yeah, flute and trumpet together at last. All right, coming in number 2.
Number 2.
Top Gun Maverick.
here I thought we were special.
Fellas, this here's Bagman.
Hangman.
Whatever.
What the hell kind of mission is this?
Everyone here is the best there is. Who the hell are they going to get to teach us?
Love it. Is that Tim and Eric? Was that Tim and Eric?
It sounded like
that. That was, it's like a real movie.
Have you seen this one?
I did, yeah. I mean, it was effective. Corny, but effective. You know, it was fun. It's just,
I've been meaning to see it. I still haven't seen it. But it looks remarkably similar to the first one.
It like totally
30
is.
30 years just later.
It's definitely just a redo of the first one. Just almost beat by beat, except now, you know, Tom Cruise is the instructor. What?
When I think back to the first one, I'm kind of amazed at how, like, how much it doesn't feel like a military movie, or that you're watching like members of the military operate within that system. Mm-hmm. Like, it just kind of seems like a bunch of guys just having fun, like driving fast, like flying fast.
Yeah, they don't give you any of the real feeling. It's like, you know, Superbad. Like, yeah, that's how cops act. Yeah.
Right. They all seem so independent minded, and they're like just shooting the shit and being cocky.
Yeah, it's all breezy. It's just a horribly misinformed recruitment tool.
Yeah.
Exactly. Everyone watch this. Wait, so we learned how to sleep with our instructor? No. No, that's not the message.
No.
Learn how to be a Top Gun. Like, what? Yeah, because they do that mission at the end where it just seems totally tacked on. Like, oh, I guess that's what they were learning. Oh, they learned this stuff? Okay.
Cool. Right.
Yeah.
We just saw them dicking around.
Yeah, missions more just seem like fun competitions for them or something.
Right on.
All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
Bullet Train, Brad Pitt.
Guys, I'm not that guy anymore.
Some conflicts require a gun.
Do you know that for American audiences, they made it not be a bullet train because they said that they can't understand the concept of a bullet train?
Is this just train to them?
They just make it take 12 hours in the American version. Like the whole thing takes place over like 2 hours on a bullet train. But in the American one, it's an overnight train and it takes 12 hours.
Oh, just because trains are all bullet trains?
That's how dumb Americans are.
That's hilarious. Train takes a long time.
It can't just be, hey, we know Brad Pitt. Yeah. He's overseas on a weird train. It just can't be that. It's got to be a train,
that's
familiar
so
train.
That's hilarious.
I mean, when I took Amtrak recently, just on the East Coast, there was leaking rainwater all over me the entire time. Like, and I was in like the nicer, you know, we were around a table and it was just pouring rainwater and no one was coming by and checking it out or anything. We were just plugging it up with like paper towels and stuff. It was just felt like, what is this? It's just
hey,
so down and out.
You wanted to do it old school. Yeah. We'll give it to you old school. Yeah.
I know.
Where were you going to?
I think that was New York to Boston.
Oh, well.
Yeah. It's in a sad state of affairs right now, the U.S. train system.
Infrastructure.
Yeah.
You know, I saw, was it John Mayer, I think? I never see him say anything I'm particularly interested in. Uh-huh. But he was saying that the roads have gotten so bad, infrastructure-wise, that he can't tour on a bus anymore because he'd just get woken up like 20 times a night. And he said it wasn't that way 20 years ago. It's gotten that much more markedly worse.
That's interesting. Yeah. You know, because they're doing all those stars now, like Harry Styles. They're doing like 20 nights at a Madison Square Garden instead of actually touring.
Right.
Like they're all moving to residencies because of issues like that.
I mean, I worked in Vegas with a lot of artists.
Yeah.
Takes a lot of the hell out of touring. Yeah.
You know, when
worked for Chris Angel.
Yeah. And it also worked for Branson. I mean, that was like Andy Williams and these guys could just go park it at Branson and not have to schlep around the country. Branson, Missouri gang.
Branson, Missouri. Deep cut.
Well, that Missouri. was... the movies, and we'll be right back with the hot picks. The hot picks. The hot picks. The third chart is the hot picks, and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick, and let's see who did not. The hot picks. The hot picks. We're here with Chip Pope from Austin Stories, and these are the hot picks.
Hell yeah. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is my first pick. This is Gorillaz with New Gold, featuring Tame Impala and Booty Brown.
Ooh, to the spot, I'm one of a few. A whole lot of everything but nothing to do. To the inner Tesla, partner, ex-wrestler. He dates Francesca, they on the Zannies. Liposuction, scheduled for Grammy. She wants to say some ad to her Manny Girls trip, Miami at the end of the year. Polluterville sky, trying to think clear. I heard the bad news while I was shedding a beer. Watch out from the coast, Paul Revere. We all play a part in the devil's cheer. Run to the hills, cause the end is near.
Bro, Run to the Hills, Little Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
There they are, Gorillaz. They're back.
Back.
Good tune. You know, they were huge with Billie Eilish. They were like her favorite group.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, is that why? Didn't that guy come out with her at Coachella?
Yeah, she brought Damon out.
Right.
Yeah.
And she was like melting. It seemed like she was starstruck by him.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
I saw how they were doing a show at the Forum, but also at the YouTube Theater, which confused me because those are two different sizes of...
Mm-hmm. Where's YouTube
Gorillaz?
Theater?
Yeah. YouTube Theater is this horrible venue that has all the character of a dentist waiting office out there by the next to the SoFi stadium.
Yeah.
It's just a little part venue, of it. It's tucked in
by
there.
Staples, yeah.
It just, I don't know. It just seems so, it's just so characterless. You know, it's just like, oh, okay.
It's a big room.
This venue now. Yeah.
Wow. I've never been. But
a good tune, big production. Tame Impala fits right in with that Gorillaz world, you know?
Yeah, for sure. You could almost mistake him for Damon. All right.
I saw them at the Palladium, I guess, the first time they were on tour. And I think it was them because they were behind the screen. It could have been an
Oh, yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
So they showed animation on the top part of it. And then the bottom half was just the band.
They were the original Bored Ape Club.
Yeah, there you go. They were.
I mean, that's what Bored Ape's doing now is like making animations.
It's even the same style.
Okay, cartoon Gorillaz. Yeah.
It does seem like the same artist.
For sure.
All right. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is Howard's first pick. This could have been mine. This is Megadeth, Dogs of Chernobyl.
Yeah, they could. I mean, I hammered them for these long introductions. I did. This is none of the part that I like. It was springtime. Here you go. The minutes simply drifting away. Then everything stopped in the world. That part.
Yeah. A good riff.
I like that part. That's Donkey or something.
Yeah.
That's not something you usually hear in a metal song, that kind of noise. Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I could point... Well, I mean, with this... With Megadeth, I could point to every riff he's reusing from an old song.
Even that... Wah, wah, wah.
You know what that sort of sounds like?
That's the part I'm talking about.
That sort of sounds like White Zombie.
Which part? Oh, that noise. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's guitar doing a slide thing, but it is cool. I'm glad you like it. Yeah, I listened.
The opening is like doing math, but
yeah, I got like,
1, 2, 3. Wait, what? 4, 5? Is it plus 6? Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. The intros are a little exhausting sometimes.
Yeah, they usually don't lean so far into the intros, like the dramatic cinematic intros. They always have some of them on each album, but it feels like this album they're overdoing it. I enjoyed it. I think it's their best one in like in some years, like that from their last four albums. That's probably my favorite. But
let me ask you this question about him, because he makes a very distinct choice than other metal bands, which is he doesn't put so much effect or growl into his voice that you can't understand it.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that's part of what I've always loved. Yeah, like there's almost no other band like that. Like every new metal band I hear or try to get into, it's like they're doing the what do they call those? The Pitbull Doberman vocals?
Sure, yeah, the harsh vocals, which I was never.
So I give him credit for that because he wants you to be able to hear what he's saying,
dude. I would go beyond that because like this album, when I was listening to it, it put me in the mood to just listen to some old Megadeth, and I put on Euthanasia, which is like maybe their most radio ready album, like in 1993 or something. And it's like a different band altogether, but in a good way. Like the melodic chops that he was using back then were so good. Like the singing is crazy. He's going way up there. He's singing, like there's tons of melody. These are like really good songs throughout the entire album. I would just encourage anyone to go back and listen to all that stuff, because it's like his voice is so limited now because he just shot it. But he used to sing like all over the place, like really going for it.
Yeah,
in a really exciting way, which I always liked. It's like a different dimension of skill that a lot of metal bands weren't using, because they would just kind of like throw away the vocal aspect, you know, just going for pure aggression.
When they kicked him out of Metallica, were they thinking like, he's just fucked, he's not going to do anything?
Okay. I bet. Well, he was a maniac. He was like he was just too wild and too alcoholic-y. Like, I think he was just like an aggressive alpha male, like butting heads with
Jim Pope on Austin Stories.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been polite.
I think he and James were just both too alpha to be in a band together. But it is one of the most remarkable stories, like in rock history, the fact that he was kicked out and he's that good.
Most guys who get booted never do anything.
And especially in a band like Metallica that just went on to such success.
That he could be a rival to them was big.
He was a rival. Like, he's sold millions of albums and is just an absolute riff genius. Like,
right on.
Yeah.
Check out that new record.
I used to wear, remember Howard, to the set, I would wear those Big Dogs t-shirts, you know, when we did Austin Stories, because I'm such an alpha, you know.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Liquor in the front. What would it say? It's Big Dogs. Stay off the porch. Stay on the porch. I don't know. I ruined it. But anyway.
I wonder if the Gen Z would wear those again. It kind of feels like it.
Probably, yeah. That's low-key drip, dude.
Low-key drip, exactly. Oh, I was going to say, we didn't choose it, but Chip mentioned it in the break. That Korn kid, you know,
The Korn kid.
The Korn kid, and then they did the remix of the Korn kid, and they put him in the song. And it's interesting, like, I've had this conversation with a couple people, like, Gen Z is all hyped about that and sharing it. And they don't realize that millennials did that exact same thing. Like, and it's even the same people making that song that used
you
to
mean
do the,
like that the millennials already made the Korn song.
They already
song
did
blow
it.
Up?
Like, they're no, I mean that remix the news thing or whatever
right,
they call
right,
it.
Right, brothers.
That whole thing was like, that's such an old internet kind of thing. I think it's ironic that Gen Z is acting exactly like the generation that they make fun of. And they don't even realize that they're just, that's the oldest trick in the book, you know?
Right. They're getting called on some hack shit.
Yeah. It's pretty hack. I think that they're going to be, they're going to face a wake up call when their like time in the limelight is just out like that.
Right.
Because everything moves so fast now.
Yeah, they're going to be passe before they know it.
Right. Because millennials were only focused on in those years where it was all about, oh, what are millennials going to do once they're in power, you know? And it was like, oh, they have all these problems and like, fuck millennials. But then it feels like the second millennials actually step into the workforce, like all that focus is gone and it's on Gen Z, you know?
For sure.
It's just like no one cares anymore.
Time now.
Yeah. All mm-hmm. anyone ever cares about is, you know, what's coming up.
Mm-hmm. Or the boomers who currently run the nation. That's
right.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. coming in at number three.
Number three.
Chip's pick. This is Blackpink with Pink Venom.
You know what I'm realizing? I can understand half of all Korean words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, all of a sudden it'll just sound like nothing. And then I hear like, oh, I can understand what they're saying for a little bit.
That's interesting. Is it right when they speak English?
I don't know that I heard any English. I just think I'm understanding what they're saying in Korean. Good song. These ladies, they put on a hell of a show for sure.
They sound very talented. Honestly, I don't know too much about them. I like that song. I assume it's about a vagina, but it's in Korean, yeah. So I don't really, you know, it doesn't offend my old sensibilities because I can't understand it.
K-Vag.
Right.
Yeah.
K-Vag. Yeah. So it's just like, yeah, so it's in Korean and then, you know, like what you made me do. I was like, oh, okay. I figure it's probably about a vagina. There we go.
I do wonder, I guess it shows that for English audiences, or American audiences, like the lyrics really never did matter. You know, it's like no one can understand what they're saying. It's just like that sound.
Yeah. I mean, like, even that Nicki Minaj thing. I mean, like, the same song sampled so many times. Nobody cares what lyrics you throw on it.
Right. Okay, coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is my second pick. This is Danny Elfman and Trent Reznor. He just put out, like, an album of remixes of this last album he did. Some really interesting stuff on it, but this one's called True. I'll just pick a random spot. I picked a really intense part to go to, but
I mean that's got to be a dream matchup for a lot of people.
Yeah, no, that
Reznor and Elfman.
I gotta say that whole song, like if you really just take the whole thing in, it's like powerful. It's a really good melding of the two of them. Like they really go for it.
It's like Nightmare Before Christmas meets Nine Inch Nails. It's exactly. Like a whole, it's a whole thing.
It is what it is. It's just, it's pretty epic.
I saw Reznor's on tour. He just played Red Rocks.
Yeah.
And he stops between songs.
Res Rocks.
Yeah. And he basically stopped just to kind of tell the audience about the, you guys have seen the Taylor Hawkins' son playing There Goes My Hero.
Yes, yes.
I mean, that thing made me tear up, and absolutely. It didn't make me like, I'm almost crying, like immediately. Like that was one of the, I mean, and I like Foo Fighters less than the average person. I mean, that was incredible. I mean, that was amazing. So emotional.
Yeah. We haven't even mentioned that show. I happened to catch like the second half, like once Queen started playing. And I was watching it live and I was just, I loved it. It's so well done. It felt like, it kind of felt like that old tribute to Freddie Mercury that they did where all the biggest stars come out.
I didn't even know Queen was, All I ever saw was just the Foo Fighters doing it.
A lot of amazing artists came out and did songs. It's like, it's worth watching the whole thing. It's really
good.
But
the Taylor Hawkins kid is not in the whole thing, right?
No, he just did that one song. But they had a bunch of drummers come out for different songs, which was cool.
But anyway, that's what Reznor did. He just stopped his show to start telling everybody, hey, you got to see this Justin.
Oh, really? He just talked about that?
Why am I calling him Justin Hawkins? That's the guy from The Darkness, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Who also...
It's Taylor Hawkins' cut. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And his son played so much like him too, which is part of got to me.
Yeah, a lot of power.
Like he just looked the same behind the kit, the way he was attacking it. And that was pretty profound for sure. Worth checking out. Unfortunately, that seems like they only put out like an edited version of the show. Like I was catching it live and you could just see all the changeover and the full sets of everyone. And the only one you can see now on Paramount Plus is, you know, like one song per set, and it's like edited down.
Yeah, they keep you from getting it.
Yeah.
They make it exclusive.
If anyone can find the full version, send it over to whocharted@gmail.com. And
right on.
Yeah, you're lucky if you find the full version. It's good.
I bet Trent can't even find the full version. Sub version.
Yeah.
You ever seen the when they're singing Head Like a Hole on Dance Party USA? That's probably one of my favorite videos.
Really? He was on that? I used to watch that all the time. It was from Philadelphia.
There's maybe two and a half minutes of him there. Yeah, I think it's Head Like a Hole. And they're on Dance Party USA. And there's just all the kids in the tight, looking like the Whitney Houston clothes dancing around.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy. It's really fun to watch that.
All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
This is Howard's second pick. This is Shy Girl with Nike.
Drive through, take away, he can get it any day. Order, a collection, but you know he finna stay. He told me Nike, just do it. Hands on my breast and my body like he knew it. I tell him made a pipe and he blew it. He told me what he liked, nothing to it. He told me Nike, just do it. Hands on my breast and my body like he knew it. I tell him made a pipe and he blew it. He told me what he liked, nothing to it. Hands on my breast, do it. Hands on my breast.
There you go.
Wow. Like
British.
British. It's
sound like the Hot Picks theme.
It's like that porn rap, but it's so polite. Hands on my breasts.
Right.
Yeah.
Hands on my breasts. Right.
You think the next generation of those kids will be very conservative? Like, mom, quit it.
Yeah.
About your breasts and your,
probably.
Rebel in the way
filth,
of being.
Filth
really
does not
wholesome.
Skip a generation. Every generation comes up with filth.
That's true.
Hey, right on. Chip, so great to get to know you and learn what you're all about. Where can we send the listeners? Anything you promoting?
Wow.
What's your social?
My social, I reserve that for weird messages from bots. I got a bot the other day it was just a picture of this lady holding a dog, and it says, "Do you date me?" Hi, it said, "Hi, do you date me on dating sites?" I was like, "Yeah."
Right on. Check that out and start
that out.
All right. So Brett Morris Graham, Brett Morris, Brett's per minute on Twitter, CBB World. Make sure to sign up. You can listen to the whole tour we just did. And most importantly, go to whochartedpod.com, sign
that's
up
right.
for a tier, join us on the Discord. And, that's by far the best and really only way to support the show. That's what keeps us afloat at all is your subscriptions and your fanship. So thank you.
There you go. So check out the Chart Mart, head on in. We're always at one of the registers and tell a friend. Also, check out Griftors and Drop Date Duel, and we will see you right here next week on Who Charted.